I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Some songs never seem to go away. The more they are aired on the radio, the more they inadvertently become a classic. Perhaps they are added to the playlist because they strike a chord that resonates with people's lives. One such song is by Alanis Morissette. No matter what station I turn to, it pops up on a regular basis. The song is titled Ironic. Anybody heard it? Yeah, lots, right? She bitterly sings out, an old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. Who would have thought? It figures. That's the line that strikes a chord with anyone listening. People say, yeah, it figures. Life is always doing this to me. Just when things are looking up, something happens to bring me down. Honestly, a wedding couple excited to get married and share their happiness with their family and friends would see it as bad luck for it to rain on their happy day. But it happens. Rain comes when we don't want it, and it doesn't come when we need it. This isn't anything new, anything we have control over. I'll never forget the outdoor wedding reception on my friend's farm in New Jersey. My high heels made to match my bridesmaid's dress were sinking in the mud every step I took. If we had taken Alanis Morissette's view on life, we would have been mumbling and complaining throughout the reception as if the rain should never have come on a wedding day. Yet, it is all too easy to join in the popular refrain, it figures, and miss out on the potential for deeper spiritual awareness. What figures is that life has its ups and downs, but the music we listen to can make all the difference to how we feel about it, particularly if we figure God into the score. Here's where Psalm 30 can help. It is a song that has had a lot of airtime, thousands of years as opposed to a few decades. The title of this song is The Dedication of the Temple of David. And I hope it will become a little bit evident or clear as to why it's called that. Attributed to David, an Israelite king who lived over 3,000 years ago, the lyrics recall the ups and downs of his life as recorded by the prophet Samuel. But the song was sung again and again. When the people were freed to return from exile in 515 BC, and when the temple was rededicated in 167 BC after its desecration by Antiochus. The Hebrew word for dedication in the title speaks of the celebration of this moment, and the word is Hanukkah. Their great moments, the people of Israel's great moments of celebration, came after their share of heartbreaking experiences that were more than ironic. The lyrics in this psalm are a testimony to their spiritual understanding of how their lives have gone in relationship to the Holy One. The songwriter writes of the bad times and the good times, of the highs and the lows, of losses and gains, and testifies to a higher power, a divine being, that won't leave them and reduce them all to live a life of bitter irony. This song is a song for all those who embark on life with great hope for the future, only to be faced with some kind of disaster. I am sure you can think of an example or two, maybe even in your own life. A young couple getting their first apartment and she loses her job the next week. Another couple, newlyweds, honeymooning in Hawaii, having to spend their time in the hospital because she's nearly dying and he wonders if he'll make it back home. This song is a song for all those who embark on a new stanza in the storied song of their lives, unable to finish it as they envisioned. The neighbor whose child dies of cancer, and as he and his wife fall apart, so does their marriage. The friend whose husband tried to kill her in a car accident by cutting the brake lines. Psalm 30 speaks of and for these folks, for us. It sings of the life we have been given and cannot control. Accept our connection to God who gave us life and breath. This is a song that stands as a personal testimony that God does deliver and rescue you and me time and time again. This is a song that invites us to join in and let the music strike at the heart of our lives in relationship to God. Sing praise to the Lord, all his faithful people. Remember what the Holy One has done and give him thanks. His anger lasts only a moment, his goodness for a lifetime. Tears may flow in the night, but joy comes in the morning. What is so distinct and different about this song from popular songs is the writer's outright testimony of a relationship with God that has proven worthwhile. The singer looks to God for help and writes about it in a very dramatic, poetic way. He had been gravely ill. Down at the bottom of a very deep well, he cried to the Holy One to throw him a bucket and draw him up and out of it and rescue him. Down where his feet felt the earth grabbing at him to drag him down into the place where the dead are, he asked God that he might live again. And when weeping came like an overnight guest and would not leave his house, he cried to God to show that visitor the door so he could wake up and face the morning with joy. The songwriter wrote this song as a testimony of just how bad things were for him and how immeasurably good it was of God to rescue him, to heal him and deliver him. Sickness was but for a moment, and God's goodness is for a lifetime. Now, the songwriter is compelled to describe his situation and God's response in yet another striking way, a way we all might relate to even more than the well and the grave imagery. He says that he had been living his life feeling that nothing could go wrong. He had everything a man could want because of God's goodness. He is well established in a beautiful home high up on the mountain with a lovely partner. They regularly sit in their bay window, looking out at their gorgeous view, sipping a cup of Chardonnay with no black flies, saying to each other, nothing could go wrong. Feeling secure and blessed because of God's goodness, they are dismayed when suddenly God disappears. That is, when he gravely falls ill, and they lose all sense of security. At God's disappearance, based on everything going wrong, the songwriter tells us in detail what he cried out to God. He said, "It won't be very profitable for you, God, if I die. The world will be left with popular songs filled with a pessimistic sense of irony about life if you don't let me live to sing a different song, a song of your mercy." That is putting it pretty strongly. What a way to address God. He does this, and we are encouraged to do so as well. But not everyone does this, addresses God as if he cares to listen and answer when they are on their sickbed. People of faith look to God for healing, to be rescued from near death, to put off the black clothes of mourning, and to put on their dancing shoes. The songwriter of Psalm 30 is celebrating God's mercy and grace towards him for showing him that nothing in life is rock solid, but when the bedrock of our lives gives way, we know who to turn to for help and who to thank when it comes our way. God is to be thanked. Not once, but as many times as we can recall. Forever, in fact. I want to invite you to take a moment and recall a time you cried out to God for help, and God showed you mercy and grace. Recall how bad the situation was, how unexpected it came just when you thought nothing could shake your world, how everything was going along fine until something came to a crashing halt. Recall the days and days you prayed for healing, for help, to be delivered from the deathly grip of something. Think of where you are now and see that what was but a moment has now turned into a God's goodness that will last a lifetime. The couples, the friends, and the neighbors I've mentioned have all given to me testimony of God's goodness, that they overcame what happened to them. They all turned to God and can testify that God was merciful and that they had life again and could dance together. Now, why mention all of this on this day we celebrate the baptisms of Sarah and Brent and Heidi? Well, they are here with us bearing testimony to God's goodness, to the goodness of God in their lives to give them a daughter. After years and years of praying for one, God was merciful and gracious to give them one. God has clothed them with joy, and we are witnesses of their faithfulness to God and their desire to thank God today by being baptized as a family. Together, we bear witness to God and their relationship to God. Their experience has changed them. God's help towards them affects all of us gathered here together today. A new song is being written through their desire to thank God with their whole lives, and we could call it the Robinson Psalm. The lives we have lived and the life we all have before us yet, from the littlest one to the oldest one, will have more ups and downs. The chords of the song we sing heal and deliver us from the difficulties of life and can resonate healing and gratitude to God for being there for us when we call upon her. We sing the truth. Weeping may visit us for a night, but God's goodness lasts a lifetime. We will give thanks to God forever.